Late last year, we featured a story about a 15-year-old boy from El Salvador who'd traveled 2,000 miles to the U.S. border with Mexico. He was staying at a youth shelter in Tijuana, and he planned to ask U.S. officials for asylum in a bid to be reunited with his mother, who was in the San Francisco Bay Area. Well, after months of anxiety, they are finally together. Farida Jabvala Romero from member station KQED caught up with them.
Veronica Aguilar pushes a supermarket cart at a discount grocery store in the city of Penol. She grabs a bag of beans from the shelf and turns to her son Vladimir, who trails closely behind. She asked us to not disclose his last name because she fears it could hurt his immigration case. See?
Él es feliz con frijoles.
Not too long ago, something as routine as a grocery trip together seemed like a dream for Aguilar and her son. They were separated more than a year by international borders. Aguilar was the first to flee death threats in El Salvador in 2017. Then last year, Vladimir also ran away from gang members with guns drawn at his doorstep. Now that he's with her, she says she's so happy that she can take care of him.
Pues me siento muy feliz de que ya esté conmigo, de tenerlo de nuevo cerca de mí, de poder cuidar de él.
For Vladimir, this place is brand new. His first 2 months in the U.S. were at a government-run shelter in Florida. He was just released in early February. But he says being here with his mom feels bittersweet because he misses his grandmother, who's like a mother to him.
Me siento triste porque estoy lejos ya de mi abuela, que ella es como una madre.
The grandmother traveled through Mexico by foot and car with Vladimir to drop him off safely at the U.S. border. She then had to return to El Salvador to care for her other grandkids. Vladimir found himself alone at a contentious time in Tijuana. He was part of a wave of thousands of Central American migrants who arrived in that border city last November and waited for their turn to ask U.S. officials for asylum. And that's when Vladimir met two American women who would make his journey to California possible. At a youth shelter where he was staying, he met a pro bono lawyer who said she could help him. A few days later, they jumped in a cab and headed to a nearby border crossing. The lawyer then pleaded with a U.S. Customs and Border Protection supervisor there to process Vladimir for asylum. Lindsay Toslowski directs the Immigrant Defenders Law Center in Los Angeles. She says the supervisor kept telling them their facilities were at capacity and they couldn't take Vladimir.
You know, telling us that we needed to vacate the premises and that, you know, we would get in trouble if we continued to loiter there.
But then Toslowski says Vladimir had a stroke of luck. Another woman who'd been standing there walked up and asked the Customs and Border Protection supervisor what he meant by at capacity.
And the CBP supervisor said, ma'am, you need to step back. You know, I don't need to answer that question. You need to back up. And she said, no, I am a member of Congress. And in fact, you do need to answer that question because we fund your agency.
Turns out that was Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal from Seattle, who was on a tour of the border to speak with migrants. The CBP supervisor ended up relenting and accepted Vladimir for processing. Toslowski gave Vladimir a hug and said goodbye. At home in the Bay Area, Aguilar and Vladimir put away their groceries. He says he doesn't want to talk about his experience while under government custody, including the months he spent in the Florida shelter after he requested asylum. But his mom says when she would talk to him on the phone, he was depressed. Now she sees a pain inside him.
Yo no quiero que él como joven vaya a vivir con eso toda su vida.
She says he's young and she doesn't want him to live with that his whole life. She wants to find a psychologist he can talk to.
Sí, a ver qué pasa.
Through it all, Aguilar has been amazed by the generosity of strangers. She says the married couple who opened up their home to her months ago and who've now taken in Vladimir have supported her like family.
Somos una familia que me han ayudado, me han apoyado.
On the day I visit, Aguilar gets an unexpected present in the mail. It's a $100 gift card from a professor in Southern California who heard about them. There's also a note.
Vladi, bienvenido a los Estados Unidos. Fue un viaje largo y difícil.
The professor says she's also an immigrant who came here looking for a better life. She tells them, everything is possible. Good luck.
Todo se puede. Buena suerte.
Aguilar puts the note back in the envelope and looks up at her son.
Entonces es motiva para seguir luchando, porque sí se puede.
She says, it's motivation to keep fighting. For Here and Now, I'm Farida Yavala Romero.